Boy, we got a lot of sports to talk about today. But you know what? Let's start it off with some stuff. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday, lots of great stuff to get to, but first off, we're going to start with sort of a guest.
Yeah, we have Nick Sharara, who you may know as the producer of the show that comes on before us, The Usual Suspects with Barry and Joel. And Nick was, he was our right-hand man out there in Vegas, right, Fred?
And he did a very good job.
He did do a great job.
Really appreciate you.
Much appreciated.
But Nick, I asked you when I came in, I didn't hear you tell your story of how you lost your phone, but I listened maybe like the last 15 minutes and they said that you lost your phone, which I said, oh, well, I'm sure he told the story. And then I asked you and you said, I didn't tell the whole story.
Yeah, I told part of the story.
Well, why would you hold out that part of the story? That's the,
I don't know.
I think the best part of the story is how we got to where you'd lost your phone.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, you know, she's never met, not that I'm a big public figure. She was really interested in what I did.
Okay.
When she found out.
So she's a star bleeper.
Well, she downloaded the app. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like that far.
And so she was like, I'm going to listen to your show.
Yeah.
So she probably listened to your show. And I mean, she's a British girl. Chances are good after she was done listening to your show, she said, I'm going to stop listening.
Hopefully.
Because Nick's not around anymore.
Hopefully.
But the truth of the matter is, when we were in Vegas, Nick lost his phone. Why is the Wi-Fi not working again? This Gal Present is not working now, Jong.
No, it was Gal Media 2 or Gal Programming 2. Remember?
Mother bleeper. Okay. So as we're in Vegas, and Nick sends an email, and I guess, Fred, you had probably left by the time this email got sent out, right?
I think I sent it to an old email address because it bounced back.
Oh, no. You probably sent it to
Gal Media because I don't...
Gal Media.
Yeah, it bounced right back, so I know he didn't get it.
Okay. Well, Nick sent an email that basically was letting us know, hey, lost my cell phone. Only way to catch me is email or my room number, which, by the way, I tried multiple times at both those things. He was unreachable from Saturday morning on.
Yeah, but I was on the plane by then. So.
Yeah, Friday night is when Nick lost his phone. And Nick, what was the story you told on The Usual Suspects, Nick?
I just said I lost it in a cab, which is true. I did lose it in a cab. I just left out all the other details.
Okay, the other details were that you met a girl at a bar.
Correct.
In the MGM.
Yep. It's the, for those of you who's ever attended or went to the MGM Grand or stayed at the MGM Grand, there's a bar that's located right next to the elevators.
Like when you're walking from the lobby,
called the lobby bar.
Yeah.
The lobby bar.
Yeah. Yes. It's right across from the little shop where, like, if you forget your toothpaste or whatever,
condoms,
they've got all that stuff there.
Yep.
Yeah. You could buy condoms there. You could buy
alcohol.
You could buy booze there.
Yep.
Toenail clippers. Whatever you need, you could buy at that little shop. But right across from it is a bar and a cupcake store, which is really random. But at that bar, you meet her, and I've seen Fred wasted at that bar before. I've come in at 2 a.m. and seen Fred burning the midnight oil with a pyramid of shot glasses in front of him, like a trooper.
It's a great bar.
But Fred, once he's partying there, Fred is committing to staying at the MGM. You, on the other hand, you made an odd choice to leave, because even though both of you and the girl you were courting were staying at the MGM, you decided to go to a different hotel to drink some more.
Yeah, but that wasn't necessarily my decision. Because she had just met me, and she, you know, she was waiting on some more confirmation that I wasn't a complete psycho. So initially I tried to take her like at 4 o'clock in the morning. But then she was like, no, let's go. Let's check out some other bar.
At 4 a.m., she still wasn't ready to go?
And she had 3 or 4 gin and tonics at least by this point. And the only thing I could think of is the Chandelier Bar in the Cosmopolitan. You've ever been?
Yeah.
Because I just really like that bar.
It's a fancy place.
So we took a cab over there.
Okay. And you didn't take an Uber, even though I tried to teach you about Ubering out there.
Yeah, you
did. It's much wiser.
I took a cab. We drank there for maybe an hour and a half. And by that point, I was just out of it. Not necessarily to the point where I couldn't walk or anything, but I was intoxicated.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you guys take a cab back?
Back to the MGM.
Okay. Now, you had your phone while you were at the Chandelier Bar, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you get a cab. You're back to the MGM, and you've done enough now that she's ready.
She's willing.
She's
ready
to take you.
Yeah.
So you go up to her room or your room?
My room.
All right. And what's the move? Where do you guys? How far do things go?
I mean, it was just basically friskiness at the Chandelier Bar and in the cab.
Okay.
Once we got to the room, that's when I realized that I did not have my phone.
Okay, so like you're emptying out your pockets.
Exactly.
And what do you tell her?
I'm like, oh, crap, I just made the biggest mistake ever. I left my phone in the cab. So she rides with me. I mean, we take a cab back to the Chandelier Bar. I'm on my laptop.
So you could have had sex with this girl.
Yeah, but
at that point, your phone was more important than the sex.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Does that not speak volumes of how attached we are to cell phones, how much we need them?
I'm trying to decide what I would do in that situation.
Because your phone's lost.
It's in a cab. It's Vegas.
You're not seeing that phone again. Let's be real.
But I lost it like 6 or 7 minutes before
Doesn't matter. It's gone. It's
like Hangover
2.
Bangkok has him now.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
I think you're trying to tell me that when we were in Vegas too, but I just wanted hope that there was a possibility that I get my phone back. You know?
Oh, like trust me, when I lost mine, I was going to the bar the next day. I was at the lost and found. Realistically, though, someone stole it off the bar where I was sitting, and I knew at the time that it had been stolen, but I thought maybe it had been a mistake.
Right.
But the reality is, it's gone.
It's just like with my wallet. Once it's gone, it's gone. You're never seeing it
again.
Yeah.
So you chose to chase the ghost phone now.
Yep.
Over surefire sex, are you guessing at this point?
It's like, yeah, it was
locked in.
It 100%.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how long does the search go on before you just like, I give up?
About an hour and a half.
So the search started at 5:30 a.m., are you saying?
No, the search started at like 6:30. We actually got back to the hotel at 6:25, exactly.
Okay, so you search until 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then what? You go back to the MGM and you just go your separate ways?
Yeah, because she has to go to a pool party in like an hour. Like her pool party started like at 10 in the morning or something like that.
Okay.
With her friends.
Okay.
So at that point, I let her do her thing and I'm just calling the surveillance people at the Cosmopolitan. I'm calling the surveillance people at the MGM. I'm trying to get the cab number. I'm trying to get as many details as I can for this report that I'm trying to provide for the MGM. That's basically what I did that morning and early afternoon.
Okay.
Basically.
You don't have a Find My iPhone on your computer?
Well, I did. I took the laptop. I took her with me. So she had a phone. And we were literally walking with my laptop back to the Cosmopolitan with the Find My iPhone app. And I'm sitting here trying to locate it. At one point, it was at the Cosmopolitan. At one point, it was at the Bellagio. It ended up at some bar called some saloon that was like off of Doc Martin Drive. So it was moving around.
Okay.
So I assumed there was a taxi cab driver still providing rides for other people. You know what I mean?
Once somebody gets in the back seat of that cab and finds that phone.
Right.
You know,
again, I was trying to be optimistic as you know.
Have you heard anything new on this?
I officially got my email about an hour and a half ago from the surveillance people saying we cannot locate the phone, and they give you a full report. They copy like 18 people on it. They let you know that the phone's gone, basically.
So now what? You got to go get a new phone.
I got insurance. You were telling me about it.
Yeah, I have
insurance. It's a $200 deductible. So.
That's good.
I thought I was going to spend like another $800 on the new iPhone, so I feel better.
$200, not too bad.
A little bit of a relief, yeah.
Okay, and the rainbow at the end of this dark story is
that we reconnected on social media.
Yeah, she followed you on Twitter.
Yep.
And via, I'm guessing, your laptop, you were still able to get laid.
Well,
You've got your...
I have an old iPhone.
Okay.
That everybody calls a trap phone, but it's not.
Okay.
But yeah, Jong always calls it a trap phone.
Well, okay. he carries two iPhones around. I figured it's one of our former interns carried two phones around. We asked him if it was a trap phone. He would just laugh. So we figured it'd be a trap phone.
They usually got a bro phone and a hoe phone. But Nick's not a married man. So he doesn't
exactly.
There's no need for him to have.
Plus, the phone's not activated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't need to have a secondary phone. Maybe you use it like an iPod or what?
Yeah, and sometimes I usually actually for audio in locker rooms when I go to Astros and Texans games, I use it for audio.
I don't like to carry around the phone that I've got, much less a secondary phone. I couldn't do it.
It's hard enough to keep track of phone, wallet, keys.
That's my three things.
That's it.
That's the thing. And in Vegas, you don't even need your keys.
Right. Right. It's just two.
Phone, wallet.
Yep.
And we've all now lost at least two. So
yep, I always put my one of my IDs because I've got a couple. You know, I've got my license and I've got my VA card and my license to carry. I always put one of my IDs and one credit card in the hotel room, and it just stays.
Yeah, that's what I do with my global reentry card.
Yeah, because, in case the worst happens and my wallet is gone. But the phone, you got to keep that on you at all times. That's a priority. But I'm glad to hear that you still got it at the end.
I did.
Was it worth $200?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
No.
Okay. Wow. Well, okay. No. Can I just say, I would have knocked it out the first time knowing the phone was probably gone. That because when she sobered up, there's no guarantee.
Yeah, you might not be good looking anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I think she was really excited to be in the country. It was the first time she was in America, so I think she was excited to meet new people. You know?
But you said that once you realized your phone was missing, your level of attractiveness to her
just went down.
It plummeted.
Yeah, it was awful.
So what was she, about a 5 or 6?
I said 7. I told AJ a 7. She was not that hot. Her friend was a bit hotter.
You said she was a 7, but then when your phone's missing, what was she?
2.
Oh, she didn't even. She didn't
it just
even
made
register.
Your penis soft. It's like
She didn't even register on the scale. Yeah.
Now, what about the next night when you saw her? What was she up to?
She was completely cool. I mean,
back to a 7, or was she like a 5.5? No, you hadn't been drinking as much. Where were you at?
She was probably about a 7. I'll keep her at a 7.
Keep her at a 7.
Yeah,
huh?
Okay. I'll keep her at a 7.
All right. Yeah. Well, good for you, man.
All right, man.
That's a successful first.
I know you
trip
really wanted
Vegas
me to share
us.
That story.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't share that. That's like a. We talked a little bit about radio this week.
Yeah, thing about honesty. The people want to hear the story.
And I told you, like sometimes, like. You're going to have to tell stories about your life that may make you uncomfortable, but it's worth it to the audience. The audience wants to hear things like that. That's how they humanize you. That's how people, that's how they grow attached to a character.
Yeah.
And because they're like, oh, something like that happened to me.
Yeah.
And now people are like, oh, that tells me how important my telephone
is. Yeah, it really is.
To Nick, I mean, like your
telephone felt naked for 2 nights. It didn't
have
more
iPhone. Important than surefire vagina. And you chose your phone. Yeah. It was probably already gone, but you chose to look for it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing with our audience.
Thanks for having me. Two broadcast professionals.
All right. Well, it was good to have you out there. You didn't screw anything up in Vegas. You did a good
I did
job.
Not.
And you know, that one phone. That's the cost.
It was
of,
still fun. I
that's
appreciate
the cost
it.
Of a good week. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? All right. All right. We'll be back. Yeah. We'll do some sports, Fred. We got so many sports to do.
You're getting better all the time and turning all against one isn't
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Saturday, September 23rd. That's this Saturday. The Kima Craft Beer Fest, the Kima Boardwalk, and 24 breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers from breweries like Avery, Ballast Point, Bell's, Brooklyn, Galveston Island, Carbach, Lagunitas, New Belgium, Odell, St. Arnold, Southern Star, and more. Buy advance tickets now. They're only $44.95 per person in advance, or they're $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or have a military ID. $49.95 the day of the event, so it's worth it to get in early. Admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. There's live music all day long. The Spasmatics from 2 to 6, midnight release from 6 to 10. You can purchase your tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and must be 21 years of age to enter. And for you real enthusiasts, at 1 p.m., take the Craft Beer Fest cruise on a yacht. The special guest host, St. Arnold Brewery. Go to KimaBeerFest.com for all the details. That's Saturday, September 23rd, from 2 to 5, the Kima Craft Beer Fest. KimaBeerFest.com. We'll be right back.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. That's why I love this show. I've lost two phones in Vegas. It makes me feel good to know I'm not alone.
You're not alone,
wife,
man.
Thinks I'm a complete idiot, Big Chris. You're not. And it's funny because I've had my wallet jacked twice there now. And now, and you probably noticed this when we were walking through the casino together, I have my wallet in one pocket in the front and my phone in the other pocket, and I have my hands in my pocket the whole time I'm walking through the casino. I look like a bum. I don't give a bleep. I mean, if you're going to jack it, you're going to have to get through my hand to do it. So, exactly. Save that. But, no, I mean, it happens to everybody. I mean, AJ had a phone lifted, and now it's happened to Nick. And, you know, that's just part of Vegas. New Orleans the same way. You know, you got to be careful there. Hey, can I pitch something real quick?
Sure.
Did my first story for a culture map today.
Oh!
Went out to Texas Mattress Makers, where Carlos Correa was helping distribute beds for the Houston Children's Charity, and he's participating. And tell you what, nice kid. It's the first time I've got a chance to talk to him a little bit. That's a big dude, too. I mean, you know, baseball players usually are wee lads.
Uh-huh.
That guy is, I mean, he's a rock. I mean, I was impressed. But regardless, we went out there, and I did a little Facebook Live with Rachel Gordon, who's going to come on the show tomorrow to tell people how they can help with this. But they're trying to raise $500,000 and get beds, donate beds to 5,000 families and children who've lost theirs, obviously, in the flood. They're up to about 300,000. They distributed a whole bunch of beds today. People came by in need that got them. It was cool to see. And I wrote a story on Culture Map. It tells you if you're in need, you can apply, how you can do it. And if you want to donate, I've got a link to that, too. So it's on Culture Map.
All right.
It's a nice little story. And it's really cool what they're doing, because Carlos was out there loading beds himself. I was like, don't hurt yourself. Yeah, don't pull anything while you're doing that.
You're getting hurt.
Yeah, but no, that was fun. So the story's up, and check it out if you get a chance.
All right. Well, I don't know where to start with sports. I almost feel like we should at least give a couple moments to the fight that happened this Saturday.
Yeah.
That was, I think, for most of the time, what every boxing fan hoped it would be. It was a fun fight. These guys were swinging at each other. It wasn't a dance off.
Right.
I mean, it was a real.
It was a fight.
Fight.
They went after each other.
That said, it does take a little bit of a bloom off the rose when a decision that should have been so easy is so horribly off. And Adelaide Byrd, who was the judge who scored it 10 rounds to 2 for Canelo somehow, which I can't even, I can't fathom how that could happen. I'm trying to think of what could have been going through her head to make that call. Either way, she is so bad, and this is not the first time.
No.
This is
the fact that they're having to defend her after the fight is not a good sign.
No, this has happened many times now, and I had 8 rounds for Canelo, or 8 rounds for Golovkin, 4 rounds for Canelo. I thought that Canelo was pretty good early and pretty good late.
Yeah, I gave the first 2 rounds to Canelo and maybe the last 2. Everything else I thought was Golovkin.
The middle rounds were not even debatable. And
there was one I would have damn near scored 10-8 even without a knockdown. I mean, Golovkin just dominated it.
Well, somehow this Adelaide Byrd still has a job. And you know what? Even the one judge who scored it a draw, I'm not even really that mad about that. Like, because, okay, there were some close rounds. There really were. I thought most of the close rounds were rounds that I scored to Canelo. Like, I think the first 3 rounds all could have gone either way. So, if you gave all 3 of those to Canelo, you give him the last 2 and you throw another one in somewhere, okay, I could see a draw. But the 10 rounds to 2 was just so egregious to me. It wasn't even like 7 rounds to 5.
Yeah. I mean,
that was a lopsided number. And
I don't know what she was watching. It wasn't the and I'll be honest, I was rooting for Triple G, so that tends to color how I look at a fight. My wife was giving me crap over that because I was incredulous when I saw that. It's like, no, Canelo was pretty good too, and you're just a honk for Triple G. And I'm like, okay, that's fair. I am. Maybe I see the fight a little bit differently. But I had a different – I felt different about it Sunday morning than I did when it happened, because I felt like I got 12 ass-kicking, entertaining rounds out of it. I got everything that I was – it was worth paying the $80 for. And I thought all along if it got to a decision, Canelo was going to win. So the fact that Triple G got out of there with his belts and managed to get a draw out of a decision, even though I thought he dominated the fight, I was okay with that result. I'll pay another $80 to watch those two fight again.
Well, that's what's going to end up happening.
And is that a bad thing?
Is that what it cost?
$79 for the HD, yeah.
Yeah, I want to watch it again. My guess is we'll be out there again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing it'll be around Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
But
Derby Day.
I just feel bad because, you know, that was one of those. It was one of those fights where I felt like Golovkin, he had won so convincingly in my mind that he shouldn't have had to worry about it. But for a guy who's undefeated, mind you, no losses on his record. Now he's got that.
He's got that
0-1.
Yeah.
At the end, that's got to be frustrating to me.
It is, but I understand the politics of this stuff. And these judges are not supposed to be, they're not supposed to do what they do. But we've seen them do it time and time again, right? Every major fight, the first Kovalev-Ward fight, I think we all thought Kovalev won the fight. No, it goes the other way.
Yeah.
And the Pacquiao-Horn fight, oh, well, that happened to be in Australia. Guess who won?
Yeah.
It's a sad thing that's part of boxing, and maybe I've just come to accept it.
But I guess
this is going to happen, and I was kind of happy that he got out of there with a draw. Because I just thought they would do everything they could to give it to Canelo if it went the distance. And they tried to.
They did.
And it would 118. Come on. Come on. But I don't want to take anything away from Canelo either. He stood in there and fought that dude.
He did. He didn't fight scared. He put on a show.
And he was aggressive too.
Well, part of the reason why, and you saw in the first couple rounds, he tried to box Golovkin, like tried not to let it turn into a brawl.
Yeah.
Golovkin didn't allow it. Golovkin started he put constant pressure on him. And what I've heard is, oh, well, who landed the bigger shots? And my response to that is, if you land your biggest shots and the dude you hit just walks right through him and keeps coming at you and laying it on you, your biggest shots aren't big enough.
No.
And never once, maybe one time, and I don't remember even what round it was, it looked like maybe Canelo had hit him hard enough that it shook him a little.
Yeah, yeah.
But most of that fight, like, there were big overhand rights that would land, and Golovkin would just come straight at him like it didn't even faze him.
And that's one of the things we talked about last week. This dude can take a punch.
Oh, yes.
And Canelo was throwing some bombs. So I thought both guys came to fight. It was as entertaining as I could have asked for it to be, and I was happy to have spent the money on it, and I'll do it again. But as bad as that was, like I said, by Sunday I kind of felt like, all right, well, That's not an awful result, considering they could have easily just given it to Canelo and we'd be really livid today. And that's the thing that frustrates me about boxing, because we keep seeing this and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you're a boxer, you don't want to get it to a decision.
Well, this particular woman that judged the fight for Canelo has been on some, not just in boxing, but she's had some really bad calls in UFC fights that were, I mean, lopsided affairs that she would score the other way out of the blue. And it's like, what are you watching, lady? Mm. And
I tend to be a little more forgiving, because we can sit there and watch the same fight and see different things. I get that. So that's why you have three judges. But how you can do that, that makes no sense to me. Again, the guy who scored a draw, you could kind of make a case for that. I wouldn't have scored it that way, but all right. But I look at everybody else who I respect, and Howard and Lederer and ESPN, they've all got it 116, 112, which is where I had it.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought, yeah, that's – I feel good that they all saw the fight the same way. But the three people who were paid to do that, not so much. Matt asked, do you think the judging was corrupt or just plain incompetence?
I don't know. I mean, I like to think just incompetence, but
maybe both, hell.
Yeah, it's hard to say for sure. But either way, when you say that either one is grounds for not being asked back to judge another fight, another big fight?
I don't know how on earth this person ever gets to do another fight. But I say that every time this happens.
Well.
And speaking of a fight, Tim Burgess says, phone and wallet ripped in Vegas. Look at me the wrong way on the strip now, and I'm ready to box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm one of those keep my wallet in my front pocket guys. And often I don't even need to carry my wallet. I'll carry my player's card and a roll of cash.
And that's kind of where I've got that and an ID in case I die.
Yeah.
That's about it. The rest stays locked up in the hotel safe.
Yeah.
Which I finally figured that out. But in fact, that was Friday night. I didn't take anything but cash, one credit card, my player's card, and an ID.
Yeah.
So all easily replaceable stuff if it gets ripped.
Yeah.
That phone, not so much, though.
Not so much.
I'm almost thinking I should quit taking my damn phone out on the casino. But the problem is we're always trying to coordinate stuff. And,
right.
And you got to keep in contact.
You meet up with people. Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. All right, guys. If you've ever thought I could do it all over again, I'd like to work with computers. It's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. And at My Computer Career, you get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Query Princess says, I leave my phone in the room and use my smartwatch. I probably need to get one of those. My wife uses hers for everything like that, too. Because you still get texts and stuff on it.
Yeah.
Carlos says, I have Canelo winning the first three rounds and the final three rounds. Golovkin won all the middle rounds. It was a draw. Okay. We just see it differently. But that's all right. You know, that's why you have three judges.
I mean, like I said, if you, and especially if you went in with a Canelo slant, I could see you giving him the first three. And
yeah. I gave him the first two pretty easily, actually.
Round 10, no, not for me. Well, I mean, you know what? Any of them could have been. 10, 11, 12 were all close. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, and
close.
If you're looking at it from that perspective.
Like I said,
yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll grant that.
But it was never 10 rounds to 2. Never.
I don't see anyone in their right mind could.
I think draw is the most generous you could have been if you were scoring the fight for Canelo. Like, yeah. You could have, if you worked hard at it, you could have given him 6th rounds. But 10, no. Even Canelo thought he won 8 rounds. Okay. Didn't see that.
No.
But, I mean, that's him. And he'd been punched in the head a lot.
But, again, we want to be entertained by a fight. I was entertained by that fight, and I enjoyed every minute of it, and I can't wait to see him fight again.
I'm with you.
So the result wasn't what I thought it should have been, but it could have been a lot worse. If they'd given the fight to Canelo, I think it would have been a lot worse. At least he gets to keep his belts. He's got that streak going still of title defenses.
Yeah.
And we get to do it all again.
Which that reminds me. I saw that. You know, everybody's talking about how the Indians were chasing some old record for most consecutive wins.
Yeah.
And they came up short. Did you see that streak, the streak was like from 1913 or something like that? That team had a tie during that run?
I did not see that.
So to me, the Indians have the best the best streak.
Yeah, ties don't count.
Dude, get a tie
in baseball. There's no tying in baseball.
Shouldn't be.
Nestor asks, I need the winner and total score for tonight to win my Pick'em League. Help a loyal listener out, if you will. I'm the wrong guy to ask. I had a horrible betting weekend. I was 1-3 on my picks for the site, which means I'm 5-4 overall now, which is still okay. But I was way off on two games, which I hate. The SMU game, I thought was a lock. I got it at 20, so I pushed, but it was 19.5, so it's a loss. And I thought it was a lock going to the fourth quarter. And TCU got the pick six. And yeah, they're really good. But man, I don't have any good insight into that game tonight. Maybe AJ can help you out.
Yeah, I don't love the game myself. Gun to head, I'm probably leaning the Giants. But yeah, I don't have a great feel for it either. I don't know what the Giants are, honestly. And a lot of it depends on if Odell Beckham plays or not. If Odell Beckham plays, I like the Giants. If he doesn't, I can't even guess.
So. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And I have to say, Texans are making some news today. Your buddy Jalen Strong out of a job.
Well, bye.
Well, that's another... I have to say, every guy that they've traded up to get has been a bust.
Does that worry you? Because there's a guy that they've got right now that...
I'm not worried about him. I like him. Okay. He's going to be good. But remember Brandon Harris and they've traded Jalen Strong?
The crazy thing about Jalen Strong is, I mean, they're cutting him at a time where they've really got no one at wide receiver. So they're saying, we'd rather have no one than you.
Yeah. That's an area where they're very thin. So why would you do that? My suspicion when I heard about it, I bet he's tested positive for something and is about to get popped anyway.
I mean, that's possible.
Because otherwise, you're too thin at that position to be cutting guys.
But, yeah, that was a guy that everybody always seemed to think had some sort of untapped potential. And, I mean, it's clear that if he still got it, he hasn't tapped it yet. So, I don't know. Maybe he gets another job somewhere. But my question is, what are the Texans doing in the interim? I mean, what's the plan at wide receiver right now? Because that's a pretty thin spot, like you said. And now, not that he's any good, like we were talking about, but he's a body.
Yeah.
They don't even have that now.
It's a body who's shown flashes on occasion, so I'd rather he be out there. But
not a whole lot of
flashes.
Not
a whole lot, but what else do they have? And, here's something from one of the listeners, we have some smart listeners. The tie actually didn't count because the game was called due to light. They replayed the game next day from the start and won.
Okay.
So it was a darkness thing.
I'll give it to him then.
Yeah.
And apparently the Jalen Strong thing was from February. There was a weed arrest for weed.
Well, he was already busted for weed once?
Yeah. Yeah, so they cut him.
Ugh.
Or I guess they decide to release him now.
So he's like Sam Montgomery then.
I don't understand why you wait until now.
Yeah, why'd you even run him out there on Thursday? I mean, I guess you needed a body on Thursday.
Maybe they moved Jay Prosh to wide receiver two.
I don't know what they're going to do. But I do know that there were a lot of dudes like J.J. Nelson and Stephon Diggs and Ty Montgomery that were available, Sammy Coates, when the Texans took Jalen Strong, when they moved up to get Jalen Strong. So they had high hopes for that dude. It didn't work out.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, let's do it next segment because at 5 o'clock we're going to go through all the NFL games. And at some point today we're going to get to the college action because there was one finish in particular that stands out. UT played really well against USC. Almost pulled that one out.
You know what? That number was 16.5 when I went down to make my plays Saturday morning. I was like, I'll pass. I'll wait till it hits 17. And I didn't. The other team I did that on, who did I talk about all week? Northern Illinois, right?
Yeah.
I didn't play it because was getting 13 and a half instead of a full 14. Oh. I was like, I'll just pass on that.
Yeah, I actually bet that after I talked to you because I went and looked at it and you said you really liked that game. It's the only college game I hit all day.
Yeah.
I pushed on SMU, but again, I gave it away when it was 19 and a half, so that's a loss technically. And man, everything else I just wasn't close on.
I was 3-1-1.
Yes, I had South Carolina. They get their ass kicked.
I had Aggie was my push, and that should have been such a win. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was feeling that the whole time. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a lock. I had Clemson -3 pretty heavy.
And that was a good bet.
They didn't even make me sweat. I had Duke -12 against Baylor. And even though Baylor actually finally figured out to play that other quarterback,
yeah,
they still got beat there. And then I had Virginia -11, and they rolled. My loss was Kansas State. I had them -4, and they just couldn't move the ball against Vanderbilt. Ooh, by the way, Vanderbilt, if you only had to play defense, Vanderbilt would be a really good team.
Yeah.
But Vanderbilt's offense is putrid. I mean, they're horrible, but they are really good defensively.
All right, guys. I have to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And Eldridge on Twitter was asking about this earlier today. HoustonCarsForKids.com. That's the place to go and donate your vehicle because they're local. And it stays here in town. And if they'll take flooded vehicles. They'll take it in any kind of shape, a car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, whether it's running or not. They'll take it. They'll come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. And it's so cool. You can go online and have that form filled out in less than a minute. And boom, done. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get a $50 Visa gift card in addition. School started, so they really need your help. And they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools, and they give them other chances. And they work around whatever those problems were that forced those kids to drop out. And so many go on and do great things in our community and become really productive members of society. And they would have never had that chance without Houston Can Academy. And they're never going to get that chance without your donated vehicle. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come tow it. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area with the custom style and quality that you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your faded pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trialed, hand carved, custom colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, Allied will build it from the ground up. You want a functional concrete patio, or you want to go big boy and get an outdoor kitchen and patio cover? They can do it all. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN 97.5.com.
So I made like $48 on DraftKings in this free contest that they did this weekend, that $100,000 contest.
Yeah.
It's that pick'em thing where you pick a player from each tier, 1 through 8.
Right.
So there's like 8 groups of 8 players, and you pick one in each group. And I mean, you could potentially have like 3 quarterbacks, or I mean, you could go all over the place. It's not necessarily like the old school quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 receivers, not like that. So I made $48. The team that won the total the grand prize, which was $50,000.
Yeah.
We only had two players different. We had the exact same lineup except for two players.
Huh.
In tier two, I had Jameis Winston and he had Carson Wentz. And in tier four, I had Melvin Gordon and he had Michael Crabtree.
Ah.
And Michael Crabtree caught three touchdowns. So those two poor choices by me cost me $50,000. I would have retired from radio had I won that. I would have been out of here.
With $50,000?
Yeah.
You could do that?
I'd be gone.
Okay.
Ghost. So we know Fred's price. Now we know AJ's price. $50,000?
$50,000. Yeah, that was frustrating. Yeah. That's a frustrating thing to look at the end of the contest when it says, oh, here's your report. Yeah, I mean, I won some money. I did all right.
Yeah.
But it would have been nice to win that $50,000.
Yeah.
I would have bought you guys a beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Now you know what you missed out on.
Yeah, I just need $2 million.
Okay. That'd work for me, too.
For $2 million, I'm out of here.
I'd be okay with that.
I thought it was $4
million. No, it's back down to $2 because that's fair. The Texans also signed an offensive lineman, which Reed was – he was lost his job with the Chiefs, but he was pretty good the year before. I think it was just one of those things where they wanted a cheaper option.
Yeah.
Because he was a little overpaid for what he did last year. But I kind of like this. It's another guy that he can play tackle or guard. He's kind of got a mean streak to him. Not a great player by any stretch, but – if he can be average, that's an upgrade, considering some of the stuff that's going on with that line.
There's such a mess there. I mean, I don't know what to...
I'd still rather you go sign Dwayne Brown and get that done.
Yeah.
That would improve your line significantly. But if this guy can come in, and I think Mance has probably won one of the guard jobs for sure. If you can get rid of Xavier Suafilo, you still have to find a right tackle. Although I like that they used Davenport as a tight end the other night. That was it's a good way to get your feet wet. And they needed it. Tight ends and went with the big set a lot. And he wasn't awful for a first effort.
Yeah.
But it's another thing that helps. So they're making moves, and I guarantee they're going to continue to tweak the thing, but signed Wayne Brown already.
That's probably your best move.
4-9 says, if you think about it, would you say Seattle and the Texans are basically the same team 2 weeks in? Both have good defenses, no O-line, thin at wide receiver, a mobile quarterback. Both got blown out in week one. And both barely grind out a win against bad teams in week two. They don't scare me very much right now.
Well, I do think Seattle's not as good as we thought they were. That offensive line is a big problem for them. But to act like Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson are the same thing.
And to act like Pete Carroll and Bill O'Brien are the same thing.
Yeah, and to act like getting blown out at Green Bay is the same thing as getting blown out home against the Jags. So, no, they're not the same thing. But, yes.
I think they're similar.
Seattle should definitely be worried.
But the difference is, and we've seen Seattle start off like this before and still be fine. So that track record makes a big difference. But they have similar issues.
Yeah.
And similar strengths. I think from that perspective, it's not unfair.
Weak at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Weak on the offensive line. They've got about four running backs and not one good running back. So, yeah, there's a lot of similarities, but that Russell Wilson over Deshaun Watson, the Pete Carroll over Bill O'Brien, those are pretty big differences.
Did you see that the guess who is going to be a home underdog to the Browns this week?
You tell me, Fred.
The Indianapolis Colts.
I saw that, and I was a little bit surprised.
I kind of was, too.
Jacoby Brissett's not too bad.
No, he's not.
And the Colts covered.
They could have won the game.
They could have won that game.
Probably should have won that game.
And they actually looked decent. And that was against Arizona, who, you know, Arizona's better than the Browns. But like I said, we talked about this. Arizona's offense is going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Because they've got to change everything around without David Johnson. And I thought the Colts did a good job. I'm probably going to take the Colts in that game because I mean, the Browns just lost Corey Coleman to a broken hand again.
Yeah.
That's their best wide receiver.
It was starting to look like he was going to be something,
yeah,
too.
Kenny Britt can't even get on the field most of the time. So I like the Colts there. I think the Colts are bad. Make no mistake. They're a mess. And they will be until Andrew Luck gets back. Home dogs to the Browns? Nah.
Yeah, we'll go through all the games. when we come back. So.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Triangle Energy. This is a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing a good low electricity rate, and they provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy that you use. Use promo code ESPN, and you're going to get a discount if you're in the CenterPoint territory. You'll get the Smart Energy 36 plan. You can lock it in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat that's got Alexa voice service, so you can ask your Ecobee to set a timer. She'll read you the news. She'll adjust the temperature. You can ask her who the Texans are going to play at right tackle this week. She can do all of that through your thermometer, through your thermostat. That's crazy. Triangle Energy will also install it for free. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Remember to use that promo code ESPN to get the best rate. It's Triangle Energy, PUCT license number 10064.
ESPN 97.5.